USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a voting rights bill pushed by House Democrats isn't needed. McConnell saying the John Lewis voting rights bill is unnecessary. The Kentucky Republican explaining his opposition, saying that using race to discriminate in voting is illegal already. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking in Mexico City after she wrapped up her two-day trip to Guatemala and Mexico.
The reality is that most people, when they leave, they don't want to leave, and most want to go back. So that is the spirit with which we approach these issues. I also believe that if you want to fix a problem, you have to go to where the problem exists. If you want to address the needs of a people, you must meet those people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Attorneys generals are urging lawmakers to pass legislation that would prevent billionaires from misusing bankruptcy to avoid accountability. This comes as Purdue Pharma is poised to win immunity in bankruptcy court, which would shield the Sackler family from any opioid litigation tied to the crisis. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wadsden saying the Sacklers are using corporate bankruptcy as a tactic to hide behind. The White House COVID response team is pushing states hard to hit President Biden's big 4th of July goal. Biden wants to see 70% of all U.S. adults with at least one vaccination shot by the summer holiday. Senior White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters 13 states have reached the threshold. The national adult rate stands at more than 63%, but the pace of vaccinations has slowed down. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying there's much more work to do, especially among younger people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a very constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he remains unmoved on his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal elections. Manchin describing the meeting as a listening session where everyone described their position, telling reporters it was a very, very good meeting. As far as Manchin and all the people giving Manchin grief for not voting with Democrats, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"This isn't a news flash. The leadership of the Democratic Party took a hard left and kept driving. There are two groups in charge. The wokeristas, who have contempt for America, and the managerial elite, who have contempt for the American middle class. I refer to them as the vanilla soy extra foam latte crowd. Senator Manchin's not a member of either one of those groups, and he's been around this place a long time. And yeah. My experience with Joe is he's intelligent. He exercises power maturely, and he understands that if we get rid of the filibuster, it will blow up the Senate."
Western Michigan University is getting the largest donation ever to any public U.S. university. The school revealing a $550 million donation from anonymous alumni donors on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.